Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and today is Saturday, January the 28th, 2012. As always, I want to thank all my listeners. I want to thank everyone who sends me emails and communicates with me on the phone, all the callers. I want to welcome all of Darren Week's listeners. Especially want to thank everyone at KHFX Radio and the Republic Broadcasting Network for giving me this time and opportunity to express my views and my thoughts. And today I'd like to let everyone know who's listening that my time here is coming to an end. This is my last planned broadcast. I intend to spend more time preparing for what I can only refer to as the time of no bid day. And no bid day is what I call the day that the dollar fails. That's the day that the government knows is coming. They know the day of unrest when the rest of the world is going to take away Uncle Sam's credit card is coming. And of course, the big question on everyone's mind is when? According to one of my favorite economists, John Williams, over at Shadow Stats, or the long name, Shadow Government Statistics, John, you know, he tells us what the numbers really are. He doesn't report the cookbooks the government's producing using its ever more convoluted accounting system. Remember, I told you before, if you want to retire a billionaire, all you got to do is use the government accounting standards that they use for the Social Security. You just write yourself a check for $1 billion, you post-date it, and you put it in a drawer, and then on your retirement date, you fill out the check written to yourself for $1 billion, and you cash it the same way the government's going to cash those bonds that they put into the Social Security Trust Fund after they stole the money out of it, put it into the general fund, and used it to buy votes to stay in power. They replaced it with a debt. They wrote themselves a check that they can't cash. So, let's take a snippet of, again, what one of my favorite economists has to say, John Williams over at Shadow Stats. He says, outside timing on the hyperinflation remains 2014, but events of the last year have accelerated the movements toward this ultimate dollar catastrophe. Following Mr. Bernanke's extraordinary efforts to debase the U.S. currency in late 2010, the dollar had lost its traditional safe haven status by early 2011. Whatever global confidence had remained behind the U.S. dollar was lost in July and August of 2011. That was in response to the lack of political will shown by those who control the White House and Congress to address the long-range insolvency of the United States government and as a result of the later credit rating downgrade to U.S. Treasury debt. Now, those latter circumstances triggered something of dollar-selling panic, particularly as reflected in the corresponding buying of gold and Swiss francs. But various interventions, misdirection, and manipulations helped to quell the currency disorders. Still, many financial markets were left rocking with the aftershocks of a major shift in the global view of the U.S. dollar. We'll be back with more from John Williams and Shadow Stats. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Remember why? sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8. All specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, RBN listeners, by now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And today I was reading a few things from John Williams of Shadow Stats. And these are some excerpts from his latest writings on 2012 hyperinflation. He says at the outside it'll be 2014 before we'll have this massive hyperinflation. We can already feel the inflation accelerating every year as they continue to debase the currency. And so, you know, we were talking about, global confidence in the dollar that had remained was lost in July and August. And that was, again, in response to the lack of political will that was shown by those who control the White House and the Congress to address the long-range insolvency of the United States government. And, of course, as a result, we later saw the credit rating downgrade to U.S. Treasury debt. Now, those latter circumstances triggered something of dollar-selling panic, particularly as reflected in the corresponding buying of gold and Swiss francs. But various interventions, misdirections, and manipulations helped to quell the currency distorters. Still, many financial markets were left rocking with the aftershocks of a major shift in the global view of the U.S. dollar. The economy has underperformed and likely will continue to underperform. Consensus forecasts by a significant margin. In turn, weaker than expected economic growth will mean significantly worse than expected federal budget deficits, treasury funding needs, and banking system solvency conditions. With the U.S. election just 9 months off, political pressures will mount to favor fiscal stimulus measures instead of restraint. The Fed should be forced to provide new easing in an effort to continue propping the banking system. The explanation will be an effort to boost the economy, of course. Given the Treasury's funding needs, the easing likely will in the form of renewed buying of U.S. Treasuries, with the Fed remaining lender of last resort there. Consistent with the precedent set in 2008, the Fed, and likely the Treasury, also will remain in place to do whatever is needed at whatever cost to prevent systemic collapse in the United States. All of these actions, though, have costs in terms of higher domestic inflation and intensified dollar debasement. The U.S. dollar remains highly vulnerable to massive panicked selling at any time with little or no warning. The next round of Federal Reserve or U.S. government easing or stimulus could be the proximal trigger for such a currency panic and or for strong efforts to strip the U.S. currency of its global reserve currency status. As the advanced squalls from this great financial tempest come ashore, the government could be expected to launch a variety of efforts at forestalling the hyperinflation's landfall. But such efforts will buy little time and ultimately will fail in preventing the dollar's collapse. The timing of the early days, the onset of full-blown hyperinflation, likely will be coincident with a broad global rejection of the U.S. dollar, which, again, could happen at any time. With no viable or politically practical way of balancing U.S. fiscal conditions and avoiding this financial economic Armageddon, the best action that individuals can take at this point remains to protect themselves, both as to meeting short-range survival needs as well as to preserving current wealth and assets over the longer term. Efforts there, respectively, would encompass building a store of key consumables, such as food and water, and moving assets into physical precious metals and outside of the U.S. dollar. Now, what I just read you was just a small portion of a 75-page special report from John Williams titled Hyperinflation 2012. And, well, you know, need I say more? I think that, you know, and I've read stuff before from Martin Armstrong, and I think as far as the timing is and the cycles go, that he's probably more accurate. I'm thinking end of 2015, 2016. John Williams is saying, you know, 2014 for the hyperinflation to begin as a, you know, that's the longest. He's saying it's going to start this year. We're going to see much more faster, more rapid inflation. And I can only, you know, think that he's right. And this is one of the reasons that I'm going to, you know, stop doing the show, is that I've got things that have to be prepared for this, and it's going to take me a significant amount of time, and I really need these Saturday mornings to do that. And so that, you know, that's the thinking behind my stopping to do the show. That, and that, you know, people just, you know, they're living in this dreamland, they're living in this fog that this is never going to happen, and, you know, that it can't happen here. All I can say is that I'm pretty sure that all currencies always fail because they're, you know, at least fiat currencies, they're all built on debt, and the debt can never be repaid. And so we're pretty sure that, you know, they're all gonna fail. And I'm pretty sure that ours is going to fail in the next 4 or 5 years. And so I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to get ready and provide myself with, at least a minimum of, things that you need to survive. With that said, I want to do another little reading here from Martin Armstrong. And, Martin and I think, the same way in a lot of respects. But, of course, I've said it before that I won't endorse Ron Paul because I don't think he goes far enough. But Martin thinks, and he's written an article. You can find it at martinarmstrong.org. Ron Paul, our last hope. He says, Ron Paul is one of the last of the great patriots. There is simply no one in the running field that offers any alternative to the nightmare that we face. Ron Paul understands the elastic money supply at the Fed. He understands the devious kill switch to the Internet. He understands how corrupt the mainstream media has become, who refuse to acknowledge Ron Paul as even a viable candidate. I simply cannot endorse anyone other than Ron Paul. Ron is a person who cares about what is right and wants to change the direction of the country. Mainstream media hates his guts. Maybe not as much as they hate me, but damn close. They will elevate him to attack mode if he starts to win. The only thing I fear is that they will rig the counting of the votes to ensure that he does not win. A little aside from me here. Of course, everything I've just read is Martin Armstrong's thoughts, but I think they've already done that. I think that they rigged the votes in Iowa to make sure that he didn't win. I think he won Iowa. I think he won New Hampshire. I think he won South Carolina. I think he's ahead in electoral votes and delegates. And, of course, the rest of this, especially the Newt Gingrich, that guy's a nightmare. What a nut job. In any case, back to Martin's reading here for a couple of more minutes. He says, I am shocked at the Obama administration's willingness to take away all our rights. Obama, despite all the rhetoric, is not a liberal. If he were, he would be on the side of people's rights. He would veto the kill switch on the Internet. And he would veto the new martial law, where not only if the government arrests you, there will be no indictment, no trial, and you'll be denied a lawyer. This is precisely what they did to me. But George Bush's junior's cousin was rolled out to rule on my appeal. Yes, John M. Walker Jr., his first cousin of President George Walker Bush. That this is an inherent power of judges to deny the Constitution, all they have to do is call it contempt. But there are two types of contempt. Criminal contempt, used to enforce conduct in the courtroom, and civil, which is not for the purpose of punishment, but to, quote-unquote, coerce people to do whatever the court demands. Judge Walker was not stupid, just corrupt. He played a bait and switch, calling the civil contempt an inherent power, by using citations to the criminal contempt power, which, of course, entitles you to lawyers and a jury trial. He blended the two together, creating a new hybrid that never existed in any court since 1637. And then there's a whole bunch of sites here of different cases. You can look those up in this. He goes on to say that Judge Richard Posner is regarded as one of the greatest legal minds in the country because he rules on what the Constitution really says. He says presidents avoid Judge Posner like the plague when it comes to nominating for the Supreme Court. With that said, we've got to go for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll show you how they do it when we come back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And was just talking about, or Martin Armstrong was talking about Judge Richard A. Posner. I bet if he was here now, he'd say everything they're doing is positively unconstitutional, but let's stick to what Martin has to say. Martin says Judge Richard A. Posner is regarded as one of the greatest legal minds in the country. Because he rules on what the Constitution really says, presidents avoid him like the plague when it comes to nominating for the Supreme Court. Judge Posner warned that government is capable of creating a criminal punishment masquerading as civil contempt. And he has that in quotations there. That's criminal punishment masquerading as civil contempt. Matter of grand jury proceedings impaneled May of 1988, and it's marked 894 F. 2nd, 881, 885, 7th Circuit, 1989. Martin says, indeed, this is precisely what government did to me. Now, with the new act allowing the military to operate domestically, they no longer need to pretend to be coercing, quote-unquote, someone to justify imprison them until they die, deny counsel, jury trial, rights to appeal, or anything that once distinguished America as a quote-unquote free society. Both the establishment Democrats and Republicans are transforming the United States into East Berlin, all because They know what is coming with civil unrest when there is no bid for their debt. We are preparing to use the military against civilians precisely as we see in Syria right now. Here is what Posner wrote about contempt in this same case. He wrote, "The power to punish for contempt is inherent in all courts." Ex parte Robinson. But this was said with reference to criminal contempt. Rather than being deemed an inherent power of all courts, civil contempt is an ingenious method of coercion, originated, like so many other devices, operating on the person directly than on his assets, in equity as a device for enforcing compliance with equitable decrees. And so you see, they've twisted it around and they've made it now so that they can imprison you, and that's the end of it. You're in prison. You get no counsel. You got no rights. And all they got to do is say the magic words. What are the magic words? The magic words are crisis. Magic words are terrorist. Magic words are contempt of court. Color of law. Oh, just change the meaning of the words. It says here that civil contempt was codified as statute by Congress, 28 U.S.C. 1826, with a maximum term of imprisonment of 18 months, which Walker ignored, calling it inherent power, that not even Congress or the people of the United States have any right to tell a judge what to do. Now, I'm going to take it aside for just a minute here. It says that they codified it, and you can spend 18 months in jail for contempt. Martin Armstrong spent 8 years, thanks to George Bush's cousin. This demonstrates why we are no longer a free society and why judges have created a silent revolution. For no matter what the people enact, judges can ignore our democracy and turn the place into East Berlin by simply declaring it to be so. Judge Posner wrote regarding this statute that to claim I could be held until I died without lawyers, trial by jury, or a right to appeal as declared by Judge Walker to protect who? The New York banks. Bluntly stated, civil contempt was now appealable, and that any assumption on which Congress built Section 1826B supersedes any contrary implications. A matter of witness before special GJ 722 F second 349 351, and that's Seventh Circuit 1983. The Supreme Court is supposed to resolve differences between the circuit courts. So here I had every other circuit judge against Judge Walker and New York and Judge Posner articulated the way a free society is supposed to act. The legislative elected branch makes the laws, the people, not unelected judges who presume they are kings since they possess that throne for life. Had the Supreme Court not ordered the government to respond, I would have died in prison to protect Goldman Sachs and their designs. This is what this new bill is all about. What they did to me was unconstitutional. It offended every principle of a free society and carried out a silent revolution eliminating our democratic foundation. This is why Ron Paul had the courage to support me and why we should have the courage to vote for him, because he is truly our last hope. He would not be party as usual. With that said, we're at the half hour, and we've got to go for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to remind everybody to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at the noon hour. And I want to get back to Martin Armstrong and what happened to Martin. And, you know, if you haven't listened to my show before, Martin Armstrong ran the Princeton University Center for the Study of Cycles. And what he started doing was running his economic confidence model. And this economic confidence model was based on worldwide international cash flows. And so in 97, 98, the International Monetary Fund was, and Goldman Sachs and all the smart bankers in New York were trying to fix the markets in Russia and invited him to get in on the fix. And he told them, no, that it was going to blow up in their face. And, of course, we all know from history that long-term capital management failed and then the Russian stock market failed. And even though the fix was in with the IMF, the real market, you know, moved the money, pulled the rug out, and they all lost. And, of course, then they accused him of stealing $1 billion, which, of course, there was no no truth to that. Then they accused him of manipulating the market because his readers followed his recommendations, and so that caused the market to shift, which, of course, no one guy can shift the markets. They're just too big. And then bottom line is they threw him in jail for 8 years without a trial under contempt of court. And, of course, as he's pointing out, it wasn't criminal contempt or civil contempt. It was you know, some made up hybrid of the two, and only Ron Paul came to his rescue. He says, this is what the new bill is all about. What they did to me was unconstitutional. It offended every principle of a free society and carried out a silent revolution, eliminating our democratic foundation. This is why Ron Paul had the courage to support me, and we should have the courage to vote for him because he is truly, and he writes truly in all capital letters, our last hope. He would not be party as usual. These people we pretend to elect are, for the most part, against everything America stands for. They are brainwashed by the backroom dictatorship that never ends and remains intact regardless of what happens at the polls. With two-thirds of the American people not trusting government, this may be your last chance to save what is left. After Ron Paul, I know of nobody who would really change anything. The U.S. National Security Agency, the NSA, warrantless surveillance controversy, the warrantless wiretapping, concerns surveillance of persons within the United States during the collection of foreign intelligence by the NSA as part of the war on terror. These 19 guys and a camel have been used to take all our liberties away. First was the warrantless wiretapping, and then the kill switch for the Internet. And now it is the National Defense Authorization Act that will authorize the military to attack citizens like the Occupy Wall Street crowd and anyone else that protests about the destruction of the Constitution. And eventually, what happens when government encounters the, quote-unquote, no-bid day and cannot sell its debt any longer? They will need the troops to stem the civil unrest. They will never criminally charge Goldman Sachs for, number one, they did the reverse takeover of government and even ran Princeton Economics by court order. And two, the government needs them to sell their debt. Only Ron Paul has the courage to stand tall. The press tries so hard to ignore him, but the polls show he is the only person who could beat Obama, yet the Republicans ignore him. Obama talked a good game, but did nothing different than George Bush. They are turning out the lights. Ron Paul is our last hope before we go completely down the rabbit hole. We have to turn politics on its head before it's too late. It's the debt, and Goldman will fail to keep it rolling forever. And that's about the size of it. With that said, I've got several callers holding here, so I'm going to take the first caller. First caller is George in Texas. How are you today, George?
Hey, how you doing, Bill? You know, it's kind of ironic that the New York Giants and the New England Patriots exactly 4 years ago were in the Super Bowl. What a metaphor.
Huh.
The Patriots against the Giants. You figure the New England Patriots, where the revolution started, 1775, April 19th, battling the New York Giants, the high financiers who are screwing up this country. You know what I mean?
Well,
how ironic.
I mean, if you understand the United Nations, New York is the capital of the world now.
Yeah.
You know, we're part of the United Nations government system. I believe that it's actually defined in law that the Treasury of the United States is the International Monetary Fund.
Well, but anyway, you know, getting back like to Ron Paul, you know, I just sort of like, you know, I'm hearing all over the media that Newt is the anti-establishment. They fear him and all that stuff. And all the neocons, the rhinos, and even the conservatives are coming out against them. And I find that a bunch of horse pucky because, you know, Newt Gingrich is the establishment. And this feud between him and Mitt is all staged.
I like the way that they call him Mr. Speaker. He's not the Speaker of the House anymore. Why would they refer to him as Mr. Speaker? You know, that's a bunch of hooey. Newt Gingrich is an internationalist. Newt Gingrich, in 1974, he was one of the swing votes on nationalizing, federalizing the public school system, which, of course, is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. So he voted for that. And then in the early 90s, he voted for the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, again, to hand over power from the United States into the hands of this, you know, international group, United Nations. And he came out with some statement afterwards that was similar to Joe Biden's statements after Obamacare, and that, ooh, this is really big. This changes the sovereignty of the United States. Yeah, it gives the sovereignty of managing our corporate affairs over to other countries.
Also, too, like I say, Newt Gingrich is no more anti-establishment than he is anti-adultery. You know what I mean? He's no more pro-constitution. He is pro-family and pro-fidelity. So
he's not a flip-flopper. Come on, he changed his religion at age 65. You know, he's a Catholic now.
Oh, but yeah, I was just saying, but, you know, there's few between...
What more flip-flop could you want than a guy 65 years old changing his religion?
But, you know, I kind of think this Republican establishment push between, like, Newt and Mitt, I really think it's going to fizzle out. I think they're really going to destroy... They're going to really destroy each other. I think it's that little feud is going to resolve. Because I hope, like...
I think it's the only way Obama can get reelected is if the GOP just produces no viable candidate whatsoever, which is apparently what they're doing. I mean, they're writing Ron Paul out of the race. You know, Romney, he's not viable. He's a Mormon. He's an outsider. He's a rich guy from, Massachusetts. And, of course, he's a progressive. I mean... You know, Massachusetts is the one state in the union that already has, an Obamacare, forced, extortion, extorts money. It makes people buy insurance. It makes them buy health insurance. And, of course, written right into the law is the pandemic issue, that if the governor of Massachusetts declares a pandemic, then, of course, it's martial law and you don't have any rights.
You know, it kind of really, really kind of like a, makes me laugh about Romney and Newt. It's like they're no different than Obama. You know, it's, and the thing is, you heard about this this county sheriff project. I think in Vegas, it's going to be close, like 150, 200 sheriffs going to be gathering, and Sheriff Richard Mack is going to educate the sheriff. And one of the things I talk about with the sheriff, but what he could probably do is get rid of these electronic voting machines. Just citing the law of the state saying that these ballots have to be openly counted, and these electronic voting machines do not allow for open public count of.
Well, I mean, look at the Republican convention in Iowa. They moved the county headquarters of the Republican parties to an undisclosed location to make sure Ron Paul couldn't win.
But, you know, the thing is, I really think the vote fraud thing is going to blow up in the establishment's face. I really think it is because, you know, it's all this feuding between Mitt and Ron. Because I really think as the primaries go on by, I think that's why they try to run Ron Paul out of the race, because they know this fraud issue is going to come back to bite him, and they don't want Ron Paul anywhere near it.
It's 1984, you know. Black is white. White is black. You can't tell the truth anymore. It's a crime in this country. I mean, I didn't want to go through all the legal cases that were cited in that reading from Martin Armstrong, but it's clear that they've passed laws that take away all your rights. And, there's no democracy anymore. You live in a communist state. It's clear that they've got whatever they want. They can do whatever they want, and they just call it, discretion, judge's discretion.
Well, you know, the thing is, they got every law in the book to criminalize us in our everyday life. Everything we do is criminal. We could pick a dandelion and we can go to prison for 20 years.
That's because you're a slave, and a slave has no rights to do anything without a license. He has to get a license to get permission to do anything.
Well,
this has been my whole point. It's all about your nationality. U.S. citizens are slaves, but they're not subject to, according to the 13th Amendment, involuntary servitude, and they're not subject to slavery. They have a system of voluntary servitude. So the Supreme Court has said repeatedly the citizen cannot complain. He has voluntarily submitted to this socialist form of government.
Well, I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen.
Owes allegiance to the two departments, so to speak, because it's color of law. He can't say he owes allegiance to the two departments because there aren't two departments. The state is a sovereign entity from the United States, and it's foreign to it.
Well, I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen.
How did you establish your citizenship?
Legal notice, turning my Social Security card. I opted out of the system. And my birth certificate, since my parents were passed away and they couldn't release a power of attorney, I sent my birth certificate back saying, I'm not party to this contract because this contract is null and void because I sent something, but I just said I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen. I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen. And I signed everything without prejudice. I'm going to report my right. I signed with the government.
Well, I hope it works for you. Are you a taxpayer?
No, I don't work for the government.
Exactly.
And you know, the thing is, you heard about Rod Klass's case with his car? He's suing the state of North Carolina because if the state owns the car, he might win this case since the state owns his car. He wants compensation back from the state of North Carolina saying, if this car belongs to the state of North Carolina or the government, then I want compensation as a state employee since I drove a state car.
If I'm driving, I want to get paid for it, huh?
Yeah.
Because driving is commercial activity like a taxi driver, right? So if I'm your employee, then I want to get paid. I like the idea. It sounds right to me. The Supreme Court says in the case of Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago, Illinois, that it's every American state citizen's God-given right to travel on the public right-of-way without encumbrance in an automobile. And so when you exchange your state citizenship for U.S. citizenship, you exchange your God-given right for the privilege to drive, and you become a state employee. The state owns your car, and you got to rent it from them through your registration. And so it would make sense to me that if I was driving, it would make sense that if I was an employee that they would pay me. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, he might win that case. You know, as for me, you know, the thing is, I went to a county auction, and I bought a car from the county auction, and you know what they actually did that was so stupid? They handed me over the manufacturer's certificate of ownership.
Right.
Because if you look at it, it's in plain sight. You look at the plates, it says on state vehicles, it says exempt on the plates. Why is it exempt? Not because they're government, because they hold the manufacturer's certificate of origin.
They have ownership.
So?
No U.S. citizen owns anything.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for your call and thanks for your thoughts, George.
Well, I just hope the Patriots win the Super Bowl.
I don't really care which one of them wins. I hope both of them lose.
All right. Well, thank you.
Have a great one, George.
You too.
And let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Larry in Arkansas. Larry, what's going on today?
Yeah, Phil, I'm just calling to tell you we're going to miss you. And especially your locker room outbursts, that passionate locker room outbursts. I know a lot of the RBM listeners are, you know, offended by that, but I think they're wound a little too tight myself. And just as you go on in life, just don't worry about loosening that tie and rolling them sleeves up and letting them know how you feel when you're in them passionate moods. Because you got a lot of people behind you that believe that's all comes out of the same state of mind.
I've never been one to hide my feelings. So
that's right. Well, you know, I was called in Vince Vannelli the other night there was a doctor on there, and I don't know, the doctor got me going with some chuckles, and I got into a passionate, said a little, little word there. It wasn't too bad. And Vince jumped all over me after I had my conversation with the doctor and wanted an apology, and I wouldn't give it to him. I just told him that I was sorry that I hurt his feelings. And I just think they're wound a little too tight sometimes. But
why did you hurt the doctor's feelings?
No, I didn't hurt the doctor's feelings. When I was talking to the doctor got me going on an issue, and, you know, I went into a little outburst there, and, well, I hear your music coming.
Went into a pause rant, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned for more Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be back right after this word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Every day is the weekend, I say.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with our caller, Larry, from Arkansas. Larry, today I called my show No Bid Day. And I was talking about collapse of the dollar and, you know, basically the government won't be able to sell their debt when nobody bids on it. You know, this happened last month in Germany. What do you think? What do you think the timing is here? What do you think the chances are of what I'm talking about happening in the next 5 years?
Well, the only thing I know, you're talking about a decollapse of the dollar?
Yeah, I'm talking about nobody
deflation.
Buying, well, hyperinflation or whatever you want to call it. But
Well,
you won't be able to finance their debt if nobody buys it, will they?
Well, his program, I know that when you're talking about Bernanke, back last year, he said he had somebody asked him, you know, how he was going to control this or something. He said, well, I got a 5-point plan or something. He's used four of them. And the last one, the last on his plan was deflation. So maybe Bob Chapman's right when he's talking about where they all come together and just forgive the debt worldwide somehow, and then, you know, deflate the dollar.
Well, I mean, you know, that the only way to, you know, fix the problem is to somehow flush all the bad debt out of the system. Until you do that, I mean, there's just no way that you can just continue to borrow and borrow and borrow and just continue to heap more debt and you know, think it's going to work. And, of course, it's the design of the system, as I pointed out so many times before, is that if you create money via debt, there's no way to pay it back. There's no way to pay the interest. And so the system always fails. All modern currencies are destined for failure based on their design. So well, I've got to...
They got one way of paying it back. That's take it out of my pocket. If they can get the economy going to where they can take it out of my pocket to pay it off or possibly cut some spending, but it would take a long time to pay it off.
Well, they don't want to pay it off. They have no intention of paying it off. In fact, their whole intention is to control every aspect, every minute of your life by creating a crisis, you know.
Well, that's why I'm doing
a great job.
That's exactly why I'm, you know, for more freedom and liberty, because these alphabet agencies, and I mean, just there's just way too much control over people. It's just like the other day in our local community, we've got a theme park out here, and the voters, you know, had already passed that we're a wet, you know, county. Mm-hmm. In other words, we can sell alcohol. Which right. I'm not an alcohol drinker, but the point is, that was the will of the people. So alcohol's legal. So this theme park has, oh, like five areas where they sell beer. And they have concerts. They have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things going on out there. Well, anyway, the mayor of this town writes a letter to this, what they call an ABC board, not to let this place, I mean, it was her recommendation not to let this place sell, have seven places to sell beer. And beer's legal already. And they've already got the license to do it, which I don't even agree with the license. Once you have a legal product, if I want to sell Budweiser and pink underwear, that's my business. But they hinder us by saying only certain people can sell beer by just issuing so many licenses, which that, to me, is totally unconstitutional. And then, on top of that, once you get your license, telling you how many bar stools you can have, basically. I mean, that's so...
Well, then they control it all. Again, you're their chattel property.
Yeah, and I don't want to be micromanaged like that. That's the whole point. That's where freedom and liberty needs to, you know, excel.
Well, Ron Paul is the only defender of the Constitution that's out there. In my mind, he falls short, but he's the best chance that we've got.
Okay, buddy.
As you can hear the music in the background, we've got to go for another word from our sponsors. We'll be back after the hour with another caller. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Gold.